Thank you, Jesus. We just bless you this morning, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said he watched over us all night long. Isn't that interesting? All night long. 1 o'clock a.m. he was watching. 2 o'clock a.m. he's still watching. 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning. He's still watching over me. Wouldn't allow my heart to stop beating. He was watching over me. Wouldn't allow my blood to congeal. Kept on watching over me. So we thank you just for that, Lord. For watching over us. Even this morning. And as the pastor said, this is the day the Lord has made. We can rejoice in it, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Because the old folks said it could have been the other way. Hallelujah. Didn't have to wake up this morning. But he graced us with one more day. And we ought to be thankful even this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to look at 1 Kings chapter 12 first, and I give honor to the pastors assembled here today. Pastor Eric, Pastor Linda, Pastor Scott, and Pastor Michael. Everyone here, praise the Lord. We love you and God bless you. Even on this morning, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings 12. And we're going to read verses 25 through 31. I got the giant print edition today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Don't need readers yet, I don't think, but might be going there. So y'all pray for me. But 1 Kings 12 and 25 says, then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from thence and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Amen. Praise God. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel and the other he put in Dan. This thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of high places and made priest of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. Then we want to go to 2 Chronicles, next book over, chapter 11. start at verse 14 and read through verse 17. 2 Chronicles 11, 14 through 17. Chapter 11, verse 14 through verse 17. 2 Chronicles 11, 14 says, "For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession, came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest office unto the Lord. And he ordained him priest for the high places, and for the calf, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon." I want to talk about what's going on. I'm going to ask that somewhat rhetorical question, because really I answer it with the second part, that God is calling us back. Amen. What's going on? The song says, "Let's get back to Eden." Well, let's get back to the kingdom. Amen. Because God is calling us back. Started dealing with me on this sermon months ago. Didn't know how apropos or felicitous it would be today, given all that's transpired as of late. What is going on? God is calling us back. You know, God is interested in the church. Somebody alluded to it. Becoming the church, amen, before he returns. And if the salt, he said, Jesus said, if the salt, that's what the church is, if the salt has lost its savor, what is it good for? Except to be trodden under the foot of men. We are the light of the world, amen. City on a hill, praise God. But we ought to put that light up under a bushel, amen. No. We're supposed to let that light shine. Amen, praise God. So God, I told him as we were praying yesterday in intercessory prayer, God's hand is in this. Yes. Oh, come on, somebody. When the world is shaken, you better know God is in it. And he's at least allowing what's transpired to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked a very poignant question, a powerful question one time. They said, "When in the Bible," and I'm going to proffer it to you, "did you ever see the devil send a plague?" We putting it on the devil, but show me where the devil sent a plague in the Bible. Selah. See many instances where God sent them. Never see where the enemy, the devil, sent a plague. He's afflicted people, but it doesn't talk about him sending plague. Hallelujah. So God's allowing it.
That's right. That's right.
But don't you know, if he didn't keep you breathing, if his grace wasn't upon us to breathe, then we would die. If he withdrew his grace and his mercy, we wouldn't be here today. So all he has to do is withdraw his hedge of protection. Anything can happen. I saw his hand at the Capitol. Mike Pence thought he had the gavel, but God said, I've got the gavel. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Jesus. Man thinking he's in charge, but God says, ultimately, I'm in charge. You've only become the greatest nation on the face of the earth, America, because I blessed you to become it. But when you forget who brought you to the dance, you'll find out quickly that you can't make it by yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Scripture says righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. We don't like this one. And the nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. But we don't like that anymore. It's in your Bible. Hallelujah. So the nation is rocking and reeling even in this day. Because many have left God. Hallelujah. And y'all not going to like this, but I ain't come up here to be popular. Sorry, too much of that. They put their hope and confidence in a politician. Oh, Lord, help me somebody. Let me tell you, whether you're Democrat or Republican, and I voted both sides. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, character counts. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And morality matters. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not going to excuse you because you say you in my party. Come on, church. Amen. God can raise up a rock to praise him. Hallelujah. And the church done gone crazy. Getting all involved in politics saying this is God's man and that's God's man. Jesus Christ, King of kings, and Lord of, that's God's man. Oh, come on, somebody. Because I don't believe God's man would be a liar. Oh, y'all don't want me to preach. I know y'all talk about Cyrus and he wasn't perfect. Come on, people. So many are now let down because they thought this and that was going to happen. But God done pulled the rug from beneath. Now you can only trust in him. But not just the nation, what's going on? But the church has to get right. I've been saying this, preaching it for years. The church has to get in order. Because judgment first must begin in the house of God. If the church is not right, how do you expect the world to be right? World's not supposed to live right. Amen. That's why we want them saved, to come out from the world and come into the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know I bother just about everybody. Don't mind. Praise God, because the word is right. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not going to be a sycophant or a follower of some politician and put him on the throne. I can't do it. Whether it's Obama or Trump, I ain't doing it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Men come and go, but Jesus, he remains the same. Good God Almighty. Some folk just backing certain folk because they think it's going to enhance their position. Might invite me to the White House. Oh, y'all don't like me. Might cause my church to grow. Amen, praise God. Instead of listening to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what's going on? God is calling us back. And here in the text, I believe this text speaks to what the church has been through as of late in America. Praise God. 900 or so years B.C., Solomon has died. His son, Rehoboam, is really supposed to take over the throne, but God has said it wasn't going to happen, but in the natural order of things, it should have. But Rehoboam goes and he tries to become king. Now, I didn't take a long time worship. Y'all just give me a few minutes today. Rehoboam, Solomon's son, the only son that Solomon names or that the Bible names. And he had many children probably given his history. I'll leave it there. But only one son named Rehoboam. And the people come and say, well, Rehoboam, we'll allow you to become our king, but this is what we need for you to do for us. Don't tax us so much. Your daddy taxed us almost to death. And we don't want that burden. If you would just lighten the load, we'll serve you. But Rehoboam, it says he went in and he consulted. He said, I'll get back with you in 3 days. He went and consulted with the older men who had wisdom because they told him to listen to the people on this occasion. Then he went and consulted with his friends and young men, and they told him, oh, just make their burdens even heavier. Just give more to them. Amen. Tax them even more. So he chose to go with the latter. He chose to say, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be tough and I'm going to tax y'all even more. He told the people, y'all haven't seen anything yet. And so the people, because they were overly taxed or the potential for being overly taxed was there, they chose to go away from Rehoboam, Solomon's son. They said, we aren't going to put up with that. So 10 tribes out of the 12 tribes of Israel left Rehoboam. And then there was Jeroboam on the other side, a military man, but God had already said he would become king. And so they went to Jeroboam, 10 of the tribes. Now, 2 of the tribes stayed with Rehoboam, the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah. They stayed with Rehoboam. They stayed in the southern part of Israel. The 10 tribes went to the northern part of Israel with Jeroboam. But the rebellion started because they were taxed. How many folk then left the church? Because they felt taxed. Just too much. I don't want to be in church all day. I will. Thank you, Sister Shelly. Praise God. They don't want to be taxed too much. It's just too much. And by the way, they felt so taxed because they said the service was going to start at 10. Oh, y'all don't like me. But they still shouting testimony at 10:45. Anybody say taxed? Yeah, they just felt taxed. Praise the Lord. And that's one thing I like about this church, the promptitude, the promptness of the service. When y'all say 10, you mean 10. By the way, anything else is a lie. Don't tell me you go start at 10 and you start at 11. Now, I know things can happen, but don't tell me 10 and then you lollygag in here at 10:45. Something wrong. That's not being truthful. Amen. And church folk ought to be truthful. Ought to be some veracity. Amen. Praise God. They were taxed by Solomon and then the potential for being taxed by Rehoboam. So a lot of folk, even today, I believe they feel as if they've been taxed and they don't want to really be a part of certain churches because they said, well, they had Sunday morning, they had Sunday evening, they had Wednesday night, they had Friday night, children sleeping in the pews and all of that. And that wouldn't be so bad if the glory was there, but they just went there to go there and wasn't a whole lot happening, but they better be there because the pastor would beat them up if they didn't go. Taxed. But the problem, church, is even though I believe there's some validity to that argument, I believe just as these people did, I believe the church today has done it. They overcorrected. God help me, somebody. I don't want to dare go back to a church where they stay long. What if God's there? Ooh. What if it's not the flesh? What if God is moving? Good God Almighty. Don't throw that baby out with the bathwater. Don't count it all the same because God can move in various ways. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, oftentimes accidents happen when folk overcorrect. Think they're going in a ditch and all of it, but they get out of the ditch, but they go too far and have a collision on the other side. Think the church is overcorrected. Just make me comfortable now. Looking at my watch, I'm preaching too. Looking at my watch when I come in and I'm looking at it when I go out. Let me ask you a question. Do you have anything better? Bubba Scott, I don't get it. I mean, do you have anything better to do than be in the presence of an awesome and a mighty God? My God, help me, somebody. Olive Garden can wait, y'all. Good God Almighty. NFL can wait. That's a serious question. You mean to tell me, you're telling me you're leaving the presence of God and you're saying, I got something better to do. I like to know what it is. Yes, my sister. I like to know what it is. And that person, he or she has to examine whether he or she will enjoy heaven. I don't think there's gonna be any watches. Good God Almighty. No cell phones. You're just gonna have to enjoy being in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. So I know we've been taxed, but don't overcorrect. And so the people here, they went with Jeroboam because they didn't want to again go with Rehoboam, Solomon's son, because they didn't want to be taxed. Then Jeroboam starts a religion himself. Hallelujah. He says, I want the people to have to go back to Jerusalem to worship on occasion. They were at least supposed to take 3 trips annually to Jerusalem. He says, I don't want them to go back. He says, so I'm going to make it convenient for them. I'm going to build golden calves here and let them worship here so they won't have to take the trek back to Jerusalem. I don't really want them exposed to the real thing. So I'll set up a counterfeit and say, this is the God that brought you out. It became a religion of convenience. Oh, God, help me, somebody. Seeker friendly. Oh, I'm preaching right. Instead of being God friendly, they wanted to become seeker friendly. Oh, God, help me, somebody. Let's put out a survey. Ask the people what they want. And then we'll build a service around what they want. What about what God wants? And I'm here to tell you, sometimes the two aren't able to be reconciled. Because folk tend to be fleshly. Folk tend to be carnal. Here are some of the things they want. I read some of the surveys. I didn't put them out, but I read the churches around me who did put them out, and they grew like wildfire because it was convenient. We don't want any evening services. Let me say that again. We don't want any evening services. Because, you know, folk don't want to come home. Now, wait a minute. When the COVID wasn't as bad as it is, you could find those same folk in Fridays. In the evening. Lord, help me, somebody. You can find those same folk everywhere else, but don't tax them too much by dare asking them to come to an evening or afternoon service. Just too much. Gotta go home and watch football. Gotta go home and fix my food. Got to go to the mall. Mall wasn't even open years ago on Sundays, but all of a sudden the mall's open. I can do all of that, but I don't have time to come to an afternoon service and worship God. Now, I'm not talking about taxing people just doing it for the sake of doing it, but if God says it. You know, I tell folk, I don't believe folk ready for no revival. Oh, you aren't ready for any revival. You just aren't. A lot of folk aren't. Because revival makes you want to be in church all the time. Get home, go eat, and come back. Good God Almighty. Monday, glory. Tuesday, glory. Wednesday, glory. Thursday, I can't even eat fast enough because I want to get back to the house of God. You'll forget you have a TV. God, help me, somebody. When revival hits, it'll get all on the kids on their way to school, on the bus. We want a touch, but we don't want that much of a touch. Don't interfere with my life. Look, it ain't your life. It isn't your life. It's his life. You're supposed to give your life over to him. Convenient. Make it easy on me, and I might come to your church. you might grace me with your presence. If I don't give you the whole gospel. But here's the gospel. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's going to cost you something to serve him, but it's worth it in the end. Come on, somebody. And you can't even put down your cell phone. I'm preaching too. Y'all don't blame the pastor. Blame me, because I'm preaching this. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Convenience. If you're saved, ain't nobody got to cajole you to come to church. Ain't nobody got to keep working with you. You'll say, I was glad. Listening to a radio station, and they doing all kinds of stuff to just get folk to listen to Christian music. All kinds of, here's the challenge. Listen to Christian music so many days. I'm like, if you're a Christian, why do I have to bargain with you to listen to Christian music? Oh, we don't like this. We don't like the truth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we want to make it convenient. And this is why. Oftentimes from the pulpit, not here, but in general, because we're afraid they are going to leave. But you know, my experience as pastor has been, they're going to leave anyway. You might hold them a little longer, but as soon as they don't get what they want, they're going to leave anyway. Woo! Hallelujah. So it was convenient. He made the religion convenient. Y'all don't have to go there. You don't have to make that, 100-mile trek back every now and then. Just stay here and you can worship just like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worshiping a golden calf, but that's all right because it's convenient. Amen. Let me tell you something. If it doesn't mean anything to you, it doesn't mean anything to God. Amen. If it's just your dregs, if it's just the overflow, if it doesn't cost you something, then it's not valuable to God. Amen. I want to move off this point, but do you think Mother Scott and Pastor Linda feel, I'm going to say like, even though that's not necessarily right here, but do they feel as if they want to get up every morning between 4 and 5 and start to pray? It's not about how they feel all the time. They know somebody's got to stand in the gap. It costs them something. My God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said to me just now, he said, some of y'all wouldn't be alive if they hadn't gotten up and interceded on your behalf. It cost them something, but it was worth it. God help me, somebody. God help me, Holy Ghost. Not convenient. She'll all hear 4, 5, 6 times a week. So I kind of indulge her on Sundays because I think she's earned it. Oh, y'all don't like me today. All the work she put in, just let her get it out of her system, Lord. Hallelujah. Religion of convenience. How long he gonna take? Praise God. You didn't say that when they were singing. All
right.
Oh, yeah. See, the prophet's voice or the prophetic voice is caustic. It's rebarbative. It grates sometimes. The Bible says that Isaiah cry loud. And it says in Isaiah, God tells him, cry loud and spare not and lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show the people their sins or transgressions. And the house of Jacob, their sins. Sometimes you got to cry out against what's going on. In the name of Jesus. I don't have time to be mamby-pamby. We nice and everybody kiss everybody twice. No, get right, church, and let's go home. Good God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Nicest person in the world when I'm sitting down there, but when the Holy Ghost comes upon me, have to say what he is saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Wonder, do I have any dedicated folk, any diligent folk who say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die and blessed be the name of the Lord. If I've got to cry, I'm going to serve him. If I got to wrestle sometimes, I'm going to serve him. When affliction comes, I'm going to serve him. It won't be easy, but I'm going to serve him anyway. Praise God Almighty. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Made it convenient for him, religion of convenience, just like today. Praise God. Then, not only was it a religion of convenience, we notice again, he erected the golden calves. And the calves, image, if you will, idol, it represented, it was golden, it represented bling, if you will. Gold. Prosperity. Amen. It was a religion of not only convenience, but a religion of carnality. It appealed to their flesh. Just like the church today. We want church to appeal to our flesh. It's got to appease our flesh. And I say oftentimes, folk aren't going to church oftentimes, but they going to the club. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish. Oh, y'all don't like me today. You ain't got to get more woke or lit to have a good time in the house of God. Just get saved. I mean, get saved for real. Oh, y'all don't like me today. I mean, saved to the bone. Saved till you don't want to sin no more. Saved till you get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, that I put off the old and I've taken upon me the new. Saved so much that you read your Bible. Saved that you want to listen to worship songs. Saved so that the things that you used to do, you don't want to do anymore. I wonder today, is anybody saved? God help me somebody. Throw that word around too lightly. Have you been born again? Amen. I know he married to the backslider. But man, when you really get saved and you backslide, you aren't comfortable there. You'll eventually come out of that. You'll come out of that. Amen. Praise God. But he appealed to their carnality. The golden calf also represented strength. Amen. Hallelujah. I am somebody. Let them become arrogant. It's only by the grace of God you are what you are. I'm almost finished. Praise his holy name. I'm sorry, but that was my problem with what the so-called word church. Selah. Because I thought it was an overcorrection. You know, they ain't want to have nothing to do with them shouting ignorant folk. Because they were ignorant, you know. And so the doctors and the lawyers could come in the word church and they could still speak in tongues and they could still, you know, be charismatic, but they didn't have to sweat. God help me, somebody. Hallelujah. But the problem I found in those churches oftentimes was a sense of arrogance. Y'all don't like me today, but I'm preaching right. A sense of pride. We aren't like them. We're better than they. You know, we don't do all of that. I remember Candy Staten was singing, ministering one time. She laid her hands on me in one of the churches she used to come and minister to in Richmond. She laid her hands on me, and I dared say, praise God. In that word church, they quickly ushered me right to my seat. So, no, no, brother. I said, you won't have to worry about me ever again. Because if I can't praise him when God blesses me, you stay there. But that isn't the church for me. God help me. That's why some of y'all still in the predicament you in. Because you will not open up your mouth and release a praise. God help me, somebody. The Bible said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some things you will never get off of you until you give them praise. Shoot. Hallelujah. I like to think I'm somewhat articulate and somewhat intelligent, but I ain't so articulate and so intelligent that I will refuse to praise God. He's worthy. God help me somebody. To be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say yeah if you understand what I'm talking about. Somebody ought to just give him a praise. Just because he's good and he's worthy to be praised. I know you're educated. I know you're intelligent. I know you're sophisticated. But can nobody, double negative and all, do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Some folks just too full of themselves. Oh, I'm preaching right. They need to be full of God instead of being full of themselves. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to praise them the way I praise them, but you have to know it's by the grace and mercy of God. They sing it today, God's grace. The only reason you can read a book, the only reason you went to college, the only reason you are as intelligent as you are, because of the mercy and the grace of God. And when I think of his goodness, God help me, somebody. Shoo. Hallelujah. 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 Shekarata se. You know, you could have had an eye impediment and not even been able to read, but the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said it was in my genes. I come from good stock. My pedigree is good. But don't you know it still took God blessing the one that it started with for it to fall down on you? Amen. God help me, Holy Ghost. Carnality. Religion of carnality. Thinking it's all about them. Flesh. Pride. Amen. I went to, and I'm going to go to the last thing, but I went to one church as I was visiting one of my friends, a pastor friend of mine, and we had finished our service, and I went to one church, and he was like in a little area where there were many buildings, and there was a church near his. And when I looked at that church, every car out there was some kind of foreign car. They weren't all new, but they had to have a European vehicle because that was a sign of prosperity. If they had to drag it in, they're going to drive a Beamer. They're going to drive something European. Woo! I'm blessed. They dragging me in, but I'm blessed. Sign of prosperity. Amen, a sign of. I said, isn't this a shame? Now, some of y'all don't go this far back, but I say that folk who drive a Pinto. And serve God faithfully. Can have more anointing than folk that drive Rolls Royce. It's not about the vehicle. It's not about the house. It's about your commitment to the Lord. Yes. You aren't blessed by what you drive. That's not an indicator. It's how you live. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Amen. Somebody said they aren't impressed with what we say. They aren't even impressed with what we do. The bottom line is who we are. Good God Almighty. Because you can put on for folk, say all the right things, do all the right things, but who are you when no one is looking? God help me, somebody. Whoo! Do you still love him? When you're all by yourself. Great God Almighty. Religion of convenience. Jeroboam, a religion of carnality. And then finally, he made priests, the Bible says, Jeroboam did, of the lowest sort of the people. And that made it a religion of not only convenience, not only carnality, it became a religion of corruption. Y'all not gonna like me here, but I've got to preach this thing. Whew. Making anybody a preacher. If I was in my church, I'd probably run out the door and come back in right now. Because I know that's powerful. Cuts like a two-edged sword. Just anybody can preach. And God had a standard. They had to come from the Levitical line to become priests. You just couldn't make anybody a preacher or a priest. You had to be hand-picked. By God. That's right, from the tribe of Levi. But he went and picked anybody. Just anybody. Like now, just as it is now. You can go online. Get your certificate. to preach and get ordained online and call yourself. And I said, call yourself a preacher. But if God's hand is not upon you, you can get all the degrees and you can get all the certificates and you can download all the ordinations, but in the sight of God, you still not a preacher. Anybody, I know that the retort is going to be, anybody can preach. Yeah, everybody, all of us call to go out and to the ministry of reconciliation, but not everybody called to stand in the pulpit and I'm preaching right. The Bible said he ascended on high. He led captivity captive, and he gave gifts. Jesus did to me. There you go, sister. He gave gifts. You can't give them. He gave gifts to men. He gave the apostle. You can't make yourself one. Jesus has to ordain it. He gave the prophet. He gave the pastor. He gave the teacher. He gave the evangelist. Thank you, Jesus. And if it didn't come from him, it's not real. Nobody gonna tell you that, but I will today in the name of Jesus. Picked anybody. Anybody. That's what's wrong with the church today. What's so wrong with the church today is we've got anybody up trying to teach and preach to God's people, and they haven't been called. May not come back, but I'm going to preach this. How you know you've been called? Somebody said, when you can't do anything else. Hallelujah. When there's a burning in you and you try not to do it, you can't help but preach. Yes. Jeremiah said, he said, I wanted to stop, but I was weary with forbearing. I didn't feel comfortable with it. Every time I tried to stop, it was like fire. Shut up in my bone. I got to preach. Somebody got to make me do it. I have to do it. Great. God, whether you pay me or not, I'm going to preach this thing in the name of Jesus because I'm not for sale. Good God Almighty, that's a preacher. No, with me, I'd never charge anybody anything. If they want to bless, that's fine. Never charge for a funeral, never charge for wedding, never charge for counsel. I never charge nothing wrong if you do go that way, but I haven't. And over 20-some years of ministry, because you won't go put that tag on me that he's about the money. No, I do it because that's what I was called to do. And I really can't do anything else but do it. What I'm not saying folk can't come up here and share. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about corrupt preachers. I'm talking about folk that call themselves pastors and teachers and evangelists. God didn't call them at all. That's why they fleece the flock. That's why when things get hot, they go running. You're supposed to lay down your life for the sheep. That's how you can really tell. Another way, if they call. Amen. Because if they are, they'll be like Mother Scott and Pastor Rick and Pastor Linda. They'll meet you over here. My God, I feel the anointing. You know something? I'm about finished. Oh, it blew my mind. They talk